Town of Bruton regular meeting for June 13th, 2011 will come to order. Please turn off the sound of electronic devices. Mr. Andre, ladies and gentlemen.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember O'Leary.
Here.
Councilmember Bushwick.
Here.
Councilmember Azar.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Kretschel.
Present.
Attorney Hassel.
Here.
Mayor Moore.
Here. June 22nd at 5:30. Later again. Okay, the first item is the meeting minutes of May the 9th. They're in your package. Do I hear of any changes or a motion to accept? Move by second, Mr. Andre. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. And next item on the agenda is from committee reports is Public Works, and I really don't have anything that I can think of. Planning and zoning, consider reappointment of Gary Soniat to the Planning and Zoning Commission. I want to recommend him, Ms. Bourgeois. Motion by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second, Mr. Andre. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Item number two, B2, is consider appointment of Jeff Travassos to the Planning and Zoning Committee. I recommend Jeff as a member of the planning.
Move.
Mr. Kretschel, second. Mr. O'Leary, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Item B3, derelict building condemnation hearing, LMA Surrett Keith et al., 153 East Main Street. Yes. Okay, all right, let's start over. Item B1, consider reappointment of Gary Soniat to the Planning Commission. Who made the motion? Neighbor Bourgeois.
I'll say.
Second, Mr. Andre. Is there any public comment? As a new state law, that before any vote is taken, we ask for public comment, which is pretty good. Is there any public comment on reappointment of Gary Soniat? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Planning at B2, consider appointment of Jeff Travassos to the Planning and Zoning Committee. Motion was made by whom?
Andre.
Kretschel, second by O'Leary. Are there any public comment? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you for catching that. Item number three, derelict building condemnation hearing, LMA Surrett Keith et al., 153 East Main Street. Is she here?
She is not here. If you want, I can just paraphrase from the ordinance what y'all got to do this evening.
Okay, yeah, that'd be good, because I'm not real clear.
Pursuant to section 22.29, under, chapter 22, the town ordinances on derelict buildings, and I'm just going to paraphrase it, okay? The mayor can issue condemnation orders, which he has done with respect to the LMA Surrett Keith property. According to my information, Ms. LMA Surrett Keith is deceased. She died June 25th, 2003. At the time of her death, and this is, she was a 75% owner of the property that we're talking about here. Her daughter, Cynthia Keith Charette, is a 25% owner. How that came about is when her husband died, Ms. Cynthia Tenever was her daughter, and the son and the brother of Cynthia each received their father's half of the property, community property. The son gave his mama, his LMA Surrett Keith, back his half. So that's how she happened to own 3/4 of it when she died. The long and the short of it is she died in St. Martin Parish on June 25th, 2003. Her succession has not been opened. At the request of the mayor, I have written letters
to Ms. Cynthia Keith Chenevere. We have over, we have a recorded lien over $9,000, and the town has expended more money than that. We just haven't updated the lien, which is probably a little bit over $10,000 right now with the grass that we've cut this year. We've asked her to get in touch with us and give us, you know, who's handling the succession, no contact. Well, the mayor had the property inspected. An inspection report as required by the ordinance was done by Hugh and Maranto, dated April the 7th of 2011. A certified letter was sent to Cynthia Keith Chenevere, who's the only living owner of the property. It was returned unclaimed last Tuesday. Well,
it says returned June 14th, 2019.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, I issued, so that's why we weren't able to have the hearing that we wanted to have in May. In the meantime, I wrote another letter dated May the 31st. Chief Whaley personally brought it to Ms. Cynthia Keith Chenevere's place of employment down at Delta Trailer DTI at 35059 Highway 30, Geismar, Louisiana, 70734, down in Ascension Parish. It was delivered to her at 1:46 p.m. on the 31st day of May, which complies with the ordinance, which says that we've got to serve notice of a hearing on the property owner at least 10 days prior to the date of the hearing, except if there's a grave public emergency, if there not being any. Okay. At the hearing, the property owner is required to show cause why the condemnation order was improperly issued and why the building, dwelling, or other structure should not be condemned, declared derelict, and demolished and or removed in accordance with the chapter. We have bent over backwards with the property owners in this case. The condemnation order has been properly prepared and issued by the mayor. And as you see, we don't have anybody from the family here. And so what the requirement now is for the council to decide in accordance with the town ordinance, in accordance with section 2230, if in y'all's opinion, if the facts justify it, then an order will be entered condemning the building and ordering that it be demolished or removed within a certain delay. Now, if repairs will correct it, you can grant, y'all in your sole discretion can grant the property owner the option of making such repairs, but we have no property owner who's coming forward asking to make such repairs, so it's kind of moot.
Yeah. So I feel personally that if we find the right person, the cost of tearing the place down will be zero. Or maybe we'll actually let them not even pay us. According to Ms. Dayberry, they have a whole lot of cycles that they have. So it might actually be.
And then, you know, you haven't asked me, but, you know, what's possible down the line? Well, we're going to have over $10,000 in costs that we've got to recoup.
Yep.
When this is over and done with. And so I can well see, due to non-movement by the family, our having to replace the property on the show. So
that's fine.
Public sales. So
that's going to be a lot of buyers.
Can recoup its funds.
There's going to be a lot of people so, interested.
You know, it's not like
the sheriff's have a voice torn down. There's some value left there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's y'all's decision.
If we can, then that'd be the thing to do.
I mean, if you look at the inspection report, you know, some of the stuff in the main structure of the building is not in terrible shape.
No, no. I don't think anybody's questioning it.
Yeah.
I've had at least three people come talk to me in the last year about an interest in that house, and I keep telling them, go see these people. You know, we love you to buy the nerves.
This is clearly not like the former property across the street, the Faroo area property.
Yeah,
okay.
The structure's probably better than the one we did on Main back
right.
The only thing probably needs to go is the shed.
And the point
that declared derelict and condemned, you're probably going to get more money out of there if you sell it with a house on it. And
and move fast as possible. They got a lot of people interested.
And Shane.
Well, let me ask you, Tom, now, what action would the town have to take in order to do that? Just order it?
I think we've got, no.
Do we know yet?
I didn't anticipate our going straight to the sheriff's sale on this thing, which is, probably should have. You can make a motion to do that, and then what I will see is whether or not we need to provide any further notice, or whether the notice we've already provided to the property owner is.
Can the council make two motions, one to sell it and one to tear it down, and then we'll figure it out in the interim? And we'll go first for the sale and second for the tear down?
Yeah.
Depending, if it gets to be too murky, we'll come back next month and talk about it.
Certainly do both.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
But, I mean, who else, y'all have opinions on it?
Well, I would like to see the sheriff's sale, the whole structure.
I think that'd be the best way for us to get out as fast as we can. And I think it'll actually.
Do a resolution, authorize the town to.
I think you have to.
Pursue us, take the necessary steps to put it up for sheriff's sale, for us to recoup what we got.
Well, when it goes to sheriff's sale, we get our money first, right? With the liens, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no other, I've checked out the property, there's nobody else with a superior lien to us.
Really?
Okay.
The property taxes have been paid?
But, I mean, the house was drawn more than $10,000. Sure. I mean, you know, even if the taxes, it's still not that.
The property, I think, is still being held for some reason under homestead. Yeah.
On page four, he's got this comment, the last thing about a gas leak. Is that going to be addressed, or is there anything else? Is that something we should look into?
Yeah, he's turned the gas meter off.
Okay.
I'm sure you and him, if they saw the gas was still on, I'm sure they did.
It said that the West Baton Rouge Parish Natural Gas Office was contacted for repair, so.
Yeah, the sheriff's sale, it moved pretty fast, and they bring back quite a bit more.
I'm in agreement, I think it goes fast.
It's $70,000.
I'm really not interested in dealing with a contract on what if you find Cypress, and what if you don't, and all that. That plain old sale would be a lot better.
I'd like to make a motion that we proceed.
And then the property owners, we will place, if the funds that do not go to pay the town back will be placed in the registry of the court, and it will be up to them to open the succession and come and get the money.
Yeah, with that too.
I'd like to make a motion, if honest, that we proceed, we try and see what it takes to go to a sheriff's sale as soon as possible. As it is.
Resolution?
Yes.
Can I make a resolution?
I'm just ready, yeah.
Make the motion.
Okay, make a resolution that we proceed on to a sheriff's sale to sell it.
All right, motion by Mr. Henry.
A second.
Second by Mr. Henry.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead, sure.
Tom, you said that the lien is $11,000 or $10,000, but there's been some other costs since then, and we have not.
We'll update the lien before we.
I think we cut the grass once this year, I think. Is that right?
But any money that's on that lien, I want our lien to be as perfect.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, they're pretty good on that.
We're going to do that.
No, we're going to do that, for sure. Okay. All right, we have a motion by Mr. Avery, a second by Mr. Andre. Is there any public comment on this? Any comment from the public? Yes, sir.
I have one question. He mentioned a brother that gave his share to his mom.
Yeah.
But after she passed away, then.
Well, right now, the mother's 75% share is in the mother's estate, and her succession has not been opened. So we're going to have to sue and get appointed somebody to represent the unopened succession of the mother to be able to proceed. But, I mean, we can do that.
She still owns it from the grave, in effect, legally.
The estate owns 75%. The daughter, who we've gotten notice to for this evening, who's the 25% owner, owns 25%. Now, I don't know, because I don't have available to me from my research, whether the brother's still living. I don't know whether the daughter that we've communicated with is the sole heir of her mother. Don't know whether the mother had a will. Don't know any of that. We've asked for that information.
Boudreaux says he's in prison at one time.
At one time.
Might want to check there. We won't go there. Okay. All right, we have a motion, a second, and no. Is there any other comments from the public? Or,
one more.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
If it goes to sheriff city, before all of this is found out about the daughter or the son or whatever, are you going to get a clear title to, I mean, whoever buys it's going to have a clear title?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, he's going to take care of all that.
That clears the title completely.
Oh, no.
Sheriff's sale.
Sheriff's sale will clear the title. Just, you know.
No, but we're going to have everything legally done properly before we hand it to any sheriff to sell it. And he ain't going to buy it unless it's straight anyway. I mean, he ain't going to put it up anyway, so it'll get taken care of. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's not going to be quick.
No. But we move forward. We're better today than we were a year ago.
Yeah.
It ain't fast, but it's crawling along. Okay. Any discussion or comment from the council? Anybody? Okay, the motion is to proceed in the direction of sheriff's sale. Roll call vote.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Abear.
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw.
Yes.
Councilmember O'Neill.
Yes.
Okay. Finance Committee, I'm not aware of anything.
There was some discussion about an alternative motion or something on, on
tear it down. Down. Do you see any way that there would be less than a month before you could figure out whether we can sell that sheriff's sale? Like, is there any urgency?
No, I mean, we'll have the papers filed with them.
Yeah, if there's a glitch between now and next month's meetings, we'll bring it up then.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you all to table the demolition / removal consideration and for a month.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to table?
No.
Move, Mr. Andre, second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any comments from the public? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Okay. All right, now, Finance Committee, I'm not aware of anything. Personnel, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation, I'm not aware of anything. Police Committee, I'm not aware of anything. Governmental Affairs Committee, name the West Side Journal as an official journal. We've done an exhaustive review of all the journals, and after that, we feel very comfortable in recommending the West Side Journal as an official journal. And I would plead with the council for support. Move by Ms. Bourgeois, second by Mr. O'Lynn. Any public comment? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. All right. Consideration of vetoed ordinances, there are none. Hearing and final action ordinances, budget appropriations. I'm going to fumble through this as best I can, not having reviewed it since last week. The items in your package, the budget spreadsheet, has a box around everything has changed. This was the very first one I look at it at the top of the page. The surplus used, that's changed for sure. Okay, now, let me see if I can go through them. Police benefits, that's changed because of?
Retirement.
Okay. Police capital purchases has changed because we added the notation that it covers the lights, siren, and camera as part of the unit, the 10,000 additional to the unit. Just the notes change, no dollars change. Police supplies, that is boxed around it because there remains a discussion on clothing allowance. Let's skip over that and we'll come back to that. Okay. Maintenance benefits has changed because we got a letter from the state that says the municipal retirement system went from 6.75% to 8%. At last week's committee meeting, I omitted bringing that up. My apologies to the council. It's a total between the police, between the maintenance and the admin, a total of like $6,000 additional, retirement. Two people are on the, two people from the police department have chosen to do the municipal retirement system, so there's two people in there too. My bad, okay. Admin benefits, we've already talked about that. Okay, special project roads. I want to very publicly thank Mr. Abear, our council member, because he sat there and swore and swore that the North Lobove had been overlaid. Wayne Delphos came in the room, he said, "I swear it hasn't, because I've been living back there for 5 years and it hadn't." And we looked on the budget stuff and it said it hadn't. And finally, we looked and Debbie dug up the contract and there it was, biggest day, North Lobove done in, what, 2007?
Seven.
Seven, yeah. So, thank you, sir. As a result, instead of the 320, Wayne did the math and came up with backing out North Lobove, it's now 283. And I really wasn't here, I just asked him to do that, and I'm just going to trust that his number is correct. Next one, huh?
Yeah, you got it from Roy.
You got it from Roy, okay, good. All right. And special projects miscellaneous, we added 7,000 for the ballpark fence at the high school. And I think that's it. If I missed anything, somebody let me know. Those are the changes from the original budget that was submitted by me a month ago. All right, with that, let's go back to police supplies, clothing allowance for the chief, and Sergeant Robinson. That is an item that was left unresolved. I asked our town attorney to research the legal side of that. Basically, and I'm going to paraphrase everything he said, you're looking at two separate situations. One situation is Ned Robinson is an employee of the town. If we were to give him a clothing allowance, I think the amount was stated was $1,500 a year. A clothing allowance in his situation would be considered a salary increase. So that would have to be as part of his salary in addition to the percentage that everybody else is getting in as a cost of living. So that would have to be, that would be a budgeted item. That would be, so we basically amend the budget to increase the salaries of the police department by that $1,500. The second part of that is the chief of police getting a, what was thrown out on the table for discussion, a $1,500 a year clothing allowance. In that case, we have an ordinance in the town that says that there shall be no raises for elected officials during the term that they're in office. That would constitute a raise for the chief of police. And so that would, we would need an ordinance, a separate ordinance, not the budget ordinance, but a separate ordinance to actually implement that. You could put the money in the budget, but it could not be paid until an ordinance was passed to, I guess we'd have to repeal the ordinance that we have that says you can't get a raise, and then pass another ordinance to change his salary. Two ordinances, really. Yeah, I mean, you can't pass an ordinance for a raise when it says you can't have a raise. So that's the two things that were discussed, and the tax part of it is, you know, whatever. You know, it's, if it's a salary, it's going to get taxed. Get out of that. So anyway,
actually, I mean, don't we have an ordinance that says in the third year of the term,
in October of this year,
look at raises right. For the next term coming
that's
up.
That's correct.
Nothing changes
in October. Term. I am compelled, and I certainly will put on the agenda an agenda item that says that we will discuss the raises of all elected officials on that agenda, and however long it takes, and establish them for the next term, not the term we're in, but for the next term. And once that term starts, nobody gets no raises. So, and I'm, you know, we put that in there, and basically we actually model it behind the way the parish does it, and I think it's a great way to do business. So with that, I guess I'm gonna leave it on. Chief, where's the chief today?
That's
DJ got killed?
Yeah,
of course. You got to be kidding. What happened? She just told me that, coming back from there.
Not very far from where we went to gym.
Okay. All right, so I'm really, without him here, I'm not sure where we're going. Is anybody else talking to us?
say he would have been going to the way? Did y'all talk about this?
Yeah, we did talk about it. Yeah, I talked to him about it. I'll tell y'all about him here. It's kind of not a good idea for me to talk about what he said and what I said. But I reiterated my strong belief that this is an item that should be discussed in committee at length with every possible, you know, item, you know, all the details discussed before it's just thrown on the table as a budget, you know, a budgeted item. And I strongly suggested to him that he pull it off of the things to discuss in the budget, you know, and discuss it next month and a month after. We can always do it any time we want to. Anyway.
So the way this is stated, it would be a violation of an ordinance.
Tom, correct me if I'm wrong, but actually putting the money in the budget for the chief of police would not be the issue as much as actually him receiving it. Because I ain't signed no check. If there's an ordinance that says you ain't getting no raise, I ain't signed no check for to get $1,500.
The problem with putting money in the chief of police as an elected chief of police's budget is once it's in the budget, he can spend it. So if you do not want, I would recommend that you not put it in the budget. We can always amend the budget later if it's something that you all decide you want to do by repealing the prior ordinance against salary increases during the term and then passing a new one to authorize a clothing allowance for the elected police chief. But I would not recommend that you put those monies in the budget, because if you put them in the budget, they can be spent.
Okay.
Regardless of what it's in there for.
Okay.
As an elected
official. So you recommend it against doing it, even though. Okay. Well, I don't know where to go with this.
Joey, the best you can recall, there's $1,500 in there for Ned's clothing allowance and $1,500 for Chief's clothing allowance.
Yeah, if you remember last week, and I didn't listen to the recording, but I basically asked how much money we talking about. Well, you know, so-and-so does this and so-and-so does that, but $1,500 is, you know. Did you get a clear understanding how many dollars?
I just wanted that sheet. The detail sheet for your
budget. I don't have it. It has listed all the items that he's going to spend money, but don't have numbers next to it.
So it's like 3,000.
Yeah.
Take it out. Are you discussing this out?
I agree. I mean, if there has to be a motion to amend this budget, I'd say take both clothing allowances out. I mean, to me, Ned's is easier because it's an increase in salary, and I'm assuming he's already getting an increase in salary in the police salary portion of it. I don't know, because we didn't see a detailed breakdown, and I'm not asking to see one. But I want to take the part out for Ned and the part about the chief, because I think we're breaking our own ordinance. So I think we'll take both of them out.
Yep.
$1,500. I said we reduced that by $3,000.
Okay.
So take out clothing allowance completely.
Yes. That would be instead of 25, be 22. Okay. All right. Anything else on the budget? Does anybody like to talk about?
Man, I'm just saying that for me. I mean,
it's going to be. What's going to happen is when we make the motion. Whoever makes the motion to accept it is going to be, we're going to review all the changes once again and make sure that it's all in that same motion. If anybody wants to disagree with it, they can, you know, change it back. Not the line item, we were reducing it by three, but the detail of it, the item that says clothing allowance for chief would be stricken from here and from the worksheet. So that when money comes across the table, it, you know, that means spent, it can't be spent on that. Okay. Anybody else have any discussion or anything else? We talked about it in committee. So. We don't have a motion yet.
Let me just say this. If we adjust that by $3,000, and that changes that one other number on the front.
Yes.
Huh, Debbie, the surplus used? $254,100 goes to $251,100.
Correct. That's right. If you look at the overlay project, it's $283,000, so that pretty much tells the story. But we, you know, I strongly recommend we do that, as I said last week. What? In April, something wrong with this way. No, I know, but it's something wrong with the system. And we can't, we get these people coming in, we ought to buy them, get them a bulk or something. They come in every third meeting, and it's always something with the system. I don't know what they are. Well, good. You got one of them recording, you think? I hope so.
These big reel-to-reel things are used to have.
Yeah, I agree. I think we ought to get somebody right there with a pencil and paper and take it.
Okay, you looking for a motion there?
Yeah, I'm looking for a motion, yeah.
Okay, I make a motion, we accept the budget as amended for the police supplies, reducing it by $3,000, and flowing it through to adjust the fund balance, the surplus used.
Okay.
And
all the other...
And all the other changes we talked about.
All the budget as presented, except including the changes made on the shown spreadsheet, right?
And kudos to Mr. Abar for the street.
Yes, indeed.
Good job.
In fact, I think we ought to share some of the money that saved us.
We don't think I get the clothes.
Oh, and I want to add something to it. I don't want to make it up. We did consider very strongly adding Pecan and Short Street, because one of the reasons that Wayne and them felt so strongly about doing that was because the equipment would all be on that end of the town, and next time, the next two big streets are Gwynn and Blanchard, but, you know, Short and Pecan are not going to be needing it between now and the time Eileen's going to need it again or Live Oak. So we'll, you know, there's nothing on that end of the town's going to need it after this year, so I just want to make that point. I forgot on that. No, and Mr. O'Lynn seconded. Okay, any follow-up comment from the public on this is the budget ordinance? Any comment from the public? All right, hearing none, I'll turn over to council for discussion or, well, we already have a motion. Any further discussion from the council?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say.
Would you mind, under grants, that $100,000? Explain that to
all right.
To me and to
the public. Yeah, I had those slides last week. Let me explain it. Let's see where we start. The initial estimate for the police and fire station was something like $2.7 million. Right. If you look at the contract, the architect's contract, his total fee is going to be $200,000 eventually. That's broken down into work he does before and work he does during, while they do build it and close out of the contract. But obviously, almost all, most of his work is done in the front. So when we went to the legislature and asked them for the capital outlay, we asked them for money for the whole project. They gave us $100,000 for planning and getting up to the point where you have a set of plans ready to go where you can hand it to a contract to start bidding. But we don't have the money in hand for that. So what you have in the budget here is the state gave us $100,000, you knock $2,000 off of administrative fees. We get $98,000 from the state, but we're gonna be paying him $130,000, $128,000, some number like that. So what it's boiling down to is I put $130,000 in the budget in expenses, but there's another $98,000 going to be coming back in income. So the net to the town, the net cost of the town is going to be $30,000 in round numbers. I could be corrected on some of those numbers, but in the round numbers, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, okay. Yeah, architect fee is $121,000. The architect's state share is going to be $91,000, and the town share is going to be $30,000. $91,000 from the state this year, because we're going to have some more that we're going to need in the latter parts of the project when it's actually being built and then closed out. That'll be the rest of the other $7,000. So that's how it comes out. $121,000 broken down into, but $91,000 coming back. So the net that we're gonna take out of our pockets is $30,000. Did I explain this? What? Police station? No. No. Okay. All right. You ready to vote? All right.
Does that bring up any questions from the public at all?
Yeah, I have one.
Go ahead.
Who owns the building? The police department or the fire department?
Which building?
The one y'all gonna redo.
Well, the one on this side, the police station, the town owns that.
Okay, and it's gonna share it with the fire department?
Share the same building?
Yeah.
No, no, it'd be two different buildings, no, there'd be, but it was gonna be a combined police and fire station where there'd be a wall between them, you know, I mean, it's like.
But two separate units?
Yeah, they're not gonna, no, it's gonna be, come tomorrow at 2:30. Can you come tomorrow at 2:30?
I can.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. I mean, I saw the drawing once, but it definitely would be a distinct fire station from a distinct police station. There's no.
Just a common wall.
Yeah, it'd be a common wall. I mean, that never was intended. They would like have a hallway with police chief, fire chief, police captain, fire captain in the same, all working, you know, no, that never was the thought. You know, the police department has unique needs and the fire department has unique needs and they can't, you know, they need to have their own place.
But the fire officers would not be able to get to the police officers and the police officers would not be able to get to the fire.
Well, if you call that one roof over there right now? Is that what you call one roof? I call it, it's like a convoluted set of roofs that all tie in with each other, you know? I'm not exactly sure what you call one roof. But if you're asking me if it'd be like one roof that goes all the way and then, you know, you have a wall, no, I didn't envision that. But frankly, when I looked at the drawing, I didn't study that carefully, but there was a distinct line between fire and police. I know that for sure. But roof, I never studied the roof that close, really. But it's gonna be changed anyway, so. But the police department of it might not be changed. Now, your chief of police knows that he's supposed to be here at 2:30. Okay?
I'll remind him.
Okay, we can count on you for reminding that he has to be here at 2:30. It's a police and fire station. And this is a major meeting, talk to the architect about what everything's gonna look like. Okay, all right. Are we ready to vote? All right, roll call vote.
Councilmember Bozwell?
Yes.
Councilmember Abraham?
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw?
Yes.
Councilmember O'Neal?
Yes.
Councilmember Unger?
Okay, next is ordinance number six, to make appropriations of expenses of the town of Brule sewer system and to provide relative to expenditures of said appropriation. There are no changes unless, did we change the benefits on this? No, we just took them all in the town. Yeah, there's no changes on this. Nothing really exciting about this. The manual transfer switches and the fence at the pond, but those transfer switches are a safety item that we really feel like we need to do. And that's it. Any motion from council?
Any more update on the Live Oak generator?
The update is that our council is drafting up a, is it a letter or a suit?
I sent the letter.
Sent the letter, okay. He's got a letter sent to them telling them that, serious. I'd rather, probably better if we did an executive session. It's going to end up more than likely in a lawsuit.
Yeah, we don't need to be discussing this.
Okay, well, I didn't know where.
No, no, I understand.
My point was on our $54,000, you've got the Live Oak generator.
Right.
That's got the anticipated cost that you're talking about to bump up to the next size or the size?
Yes, yes, what we think the cost would be. Yeah, what we think it's gonna be. But the guy who's on the other side doesn't even agree with that yet, so we'll see. But yes, it does include that. That's what our estimate is, the difference is not a lot, but it's okay. Anybody else? Do I hear a motion? Alderman Bujewa moves. Second, Mr. Olin. Any discussion from the public on the sewer system budget? Any questions or comments from the public? Okay, roll call.
Councilmember Abear?
Yes.
Councilmember Frazier?
Yes.
Councilmember Olin?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bujewa?
Yes.
Okay, resolutions and commendations, resolution, oh, introduction of ordinances, do we have any to introduce? Resolution commendations, A, resolution number 4 of 2011, between West Baptist Parish and Town of Brule, for use of a walk-in cooler and trailer. That was put on hold until the wording was changed, and we discussed it last week, and the wording has been changed that we can live with.
There's a resolution on the back of it.
Yeah, so with the resolution, well, one of these items is to authorize me to sign. B is for me to sign it, A is the resolution, so we're doing the resolution first.
Then I do resolution number 4 first, and then number 5.
Yeah, no, the original on top, right. Okay, all right, resolution to authorize the mayor to enter into an intergovernmental agreement and cooperative endeavor between the Town of Brule and West Baptist Parish relative to the use of the town's walk-in cooler and trailer by West Baptist Parish Parks and Recreation Department. Do I hear a motion?
Move.
Mr. Andre, second, Mr. Abear. Any discussion from the public? Any discussion from the council? Roll call vote.
Councilmember Frazier?
Yes.
Councilmember Olin?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bujewa? Councilmember Abear?
Yes.
B is authorize the mayor to sign a cooperative endeavor between West Baptist Parish and Town of Brule for use of the town's walk-in cooler and trailer.
Move.
Mr. Andre, second, Mr. Olin. Any comments from the public?
That's kind of redundant.
It is redundant.
We're gonna be redundant.
We're gonna do it anyway. Despite.
We're not asking for public comment.
Despite council noting that we were redundant. Any comments from the public? Any comments from the council? Roll call.
Councilmember Olin?
Yes.
Made a motion?
I made it.
Gotta keep up, man.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Councilmember Abear?
Yes.
Councilmember Frazier?
Yes.
Okay, C, resolution number 5, 2000, appoint Don DeVille for 2010-2000 fiscal year audit. Great guy, does a great job for us, gives us good advice, I recommend him highly. Moved by Ms. Bujewa, second, Mr. Frazier. Any comment from the public? Any comment from the public, appointing with Don DeVille? All those in favor say, oh, yeah, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay, the ayes have it. A resolution number 6, adopt the citizens' participation plan. Do we still need to do these? Do we still need to do these? Yeah.
Yeah, because they're what's...
Yeah, it was slightly different. Adopt the citizens' participation plan for Louisiana Community Development Block Grant Program. Yeah, this is an honor for us to be able to participate. It's recommended that we adopt this under the next resolution. So, do I hear a motion?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Andre, second, Mr. Bujewa. Any comment from the public?
This is for the building?
Yeah, no, this is the community development block grant. In case somebody has a derelict building and they're poor, you may or may not be able to get them money to fix up that place rather than tear it down. To re-adopt, my bad.
That's what my motion was.
Oh, yeah, that's what he meant. That's what he meant. Yeah, he said, yeah, I just didn't pick up on it. Okay. Any comments from the public? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. E, resolution 7, 2011, re-adopt a procurement policy for the Louisiana Community Development Block Grant Program. Do I hear a motion?
Move.
Second. Mr. Olin, second, Mr. Frazier. Any comments from the public? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Resolution number 8, to authorize removal of abandoned motor vehicle at 2100 Ori Drive. My understanding, all the paperwork's in order to do that.
That is correct.
All right, the chief is...
I prepared the resolution. I have looked at the chief's paperwork, and it's all in order.
Okay. All right, do I hear a motion?
Move.
Mr. Olin.
Second.
Second, Mr. Andre. Any comments from the public? Any discussion from the council? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Department reports, fire department. Chief.
Calls for what was made. First aid calls inside the town, we had five. Outside, we had three. Fire calls inside the town, we had none. Outside of town, we had trash fire, a grass fire, and two false alarms, a total of four. We had three gas leaks outside of town, natural gas leaks. Motor vehicle crashes, none in the town, but outside, we had five. For the month, we were very slow. We didn't have but 20 calls. That's a good thing. Total for the year, we're 135. Good day.
Okay. Any questions or comments for the chief?
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chief.
Can I have
a question? Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop. On this report here, this one that you're going to think about modifying, the state that we might be going out of our sub-district?
It's already... If we had a mutual aid call, it would already have been on the report. So we have reported it in the past.
You say outside of town, though, it might be still in the sub-district?
Yeah, right. But what I'm saying, outside of town, within the district, when I say a mutual aid call, that means I'm going to another sub-district. That's the difference.
Thank you.
Okay, police department.
Okay, Mayor, we alluded to this earlier, just like going record that our police chief, Jamie Whaley, is attending the funeral services for our fallen comrade, former Brooklyn Police Department employee, DJ Valley. Councilman Kershaw, I'd like to thank you for your moment of silence that you gave for him in the opening comments. Police calls for the month of May 2011, we had 7 wrecks, 19 beach warrants, 1 damage to property, 1 burglary, 3 alarms, 19 assists to other agencies, 1 juvenile matter, 15 traffic arrests, and 22 miscellaneous calls with a total of 88. There are 307 total citations and 405 total violations.
What other wrecks? Is that included in the guy running an oak tree?
That's
month.
My rain oak tree?
Yeah, get on.
Really?
The oak tree.
My oak tree.
It only been there for 400 some years. They get figured out.
Say didn't see it.
Pretty good damage to the vehicle, I saw.
The older the tree, the faster it moves. The older the tree, the faster it moves.
The right one. Say didn't see it.
If you didn't see it, then we need to...
Calls messed up.
It wasn't a citizen approval.
How fast was he going?
Nah, I don't know.
No, it coupled the front of that truck pretty good.
Yeah, he was pretty, hard object to hit.
Did it hurt his cell phone? Did it hurt his cell phone? See, I ain't worried about drunk driving no more. I worry about cell phone driving.
Taxiing.
Huh?
You never hit the
brake. All right. Any questions for our fuel resource officer?
Thank you, sir.
Assisting chief.
Good to see him back.
Yeah, that's right. You're back. It's been a while. It's good. Correspondence, I had some. Don't know what it is. I'll do it next month.
All right.
No, I got a thing from Cox, but it was... I'll have to send all your certified copies because I know that's vital to you.
Can you send us a voice over?
Yeah.
I'm afraid when you read, change that copy.
Right, yeah. The mayor's report, I also had stuff, but since I got here late, I couldn't. I sit in my office, so we'll skip that. I know y'all heard to hear that. Marks of personal privilege. I had a discussion with Rosa Stelly. Well, Rosa and I talk a lot. And at last week's committee meetings, she was asking about the fire station. And I explained, it was a long explanation, I explained how we got to where we are today and, you know, what, you know, blah, 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 explanation. I thought I did pretty good. But she told me that, she wasn't mad at me, but she told me somebody in the audience says they thought I was rude to her. Okay. Well, I want to apologize to Rosa if anybody thought I was rude. She didn't think I was rude. I asked one of the council members who I trust will tell me the truth, and that council member didn't say I would think I was rude, but if I was rude, I was rude. I mean, sorry about that. But I am, you know, very interested in the subject. You know, I'm very intense on the subject, but I'm not. I didn't know I was rude in this. I don't mind being rude at times, but in this case, I wasn't trying to be. So my apologies to Rosa or anybody who thought that I was rude to her. Yeah, well, I'm not Bill O'Reilly. I don't make the money today, for sure. All right, any other remarks of personal privilege? Yes, sir.
Tomorrow's Flag Day and the Army's birthday, 236 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my dad was a Norman, yeah.
Thanks for the guys for getting the flags.
The Queen realized tomorrow is one of the days we fly the flag.
Yeah, if the flags aren't there, I don't know.
They fly?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't see it.
90% of the time.
You don't have to do a road trip.
You see your Norton Bowl? This is what I do with it. This is what I do with it. Now you're back to even again.
I didn't see the flag.
They were red and white, and that's the blue and the cross. Anybody else with remarks of personal privilege? Yes, sir.
I guess maybe I need to direct this to the fire chief. Chief, will our rating change because we're moving the station across the tracks? That was my only concern.
No. It helps ensure our rating to stay strong. But in order for us to move from a 3 to 2, which is, that's a transitional department type thing. The only people you see go from 3 to 2s are people who have large forces of firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
And give you for instance, Denver Springs just moved finally from a 3 to 2 after all these years and all the stations and the people they've hired. There's just this big mountain you got to jump over to get to a 2.
We don't want to be a 2.
No. And it's really hard on your whole department. Can we do it years to come? Hopefully we will.
Yeah.
But we're just not that caliber department.
But we're not going to be any worse off.
Oh, no.
Okay.
This makes it strong.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Bob.
How about these flags out here? I want to put one for my son out there. I think I told somebody about getting him on it, but are they taking any more?
The initial program had a finite number of people who could buy positions in that plaque and blah, blah, blah. And about every year or so, somebody asked if we could open it up for more. And we try to advertise it and all that stuff, and we take names, but we rarely get more than like 2 or 3 people that are interested. We just don't get the interest in it. I mean, if we have enough where we can, you know, justify another scale up, another, you know, what you call it, a box full.
How many you got to have?
Oh, I'd say, I don't know, like 50 or 60, I'd say. But it's any, I mean, it's not just, a person doesn't have to live in Brule. Like, my daddy's in there, and, you know, you can do it in the name of somebody who was in the military. It doesn't even have to be a resident here. It could be somebody, you know, my daddy lived in Marksville. I mean, he didn't know Brule existed, you know. And a lot of people did that in the name of a family member or, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, it could be anybody. Yeah.
Can we get in the Vision West newsletter stating that we'd like to know?
You know, that's a good idea. I'm always looking for stuff to put in there.
Let's look at the increments we might need if it can be small.
Yeah, we might look at it.
What do we have in our visions that if our flags start deteriorating, how are we going to?
Well, we constantly replace them. They have. This is, we probably don't have any flags out there that were the original ones. We've gone, you know, especially when we put them out there, it's very windy, it eats them all. So, no, we've been rotating them through for years. No, it's part of the budget.
That was the original deal whenever I bought one for my father.
Yeah.
You put up your initial money, and it pays for all the future flags that need to be replaced.
That's right.
But I think, Bob, I think you got a good idea, because we talked about that before. I remember what you said, Joe. I want to say there was 100 names or something like that, 75
names. That's quite a few, yeah.
And when we filled up the plaque box with the names, that's when we kind of stop. So, but we should at least be able to look at enough.
I think it's a matter of getting the word out to people who would be interested. It's not.
I think you can get a bunch of people.
Yeah, well, we tried, but it didn't. Had done it the right way.
It took about 2 years to go.
Anybody else? Mark, yes, sir.
Mayor, I've got two things. One, status of the overall building, do we know what that is? Just done, or it's a fire concern?
The chief of police is very good friends with Lane, and Lane and them took an ask and came for some permit or something, so they found out they could just clean it out. Apparently they were thinking about this. Somebody was interested in buying it and starting it up as a grocery store again. But that was at least 3 months ago, and I haven't heard a peep since. I don't have any idea what's going on. I know they came and they were inquiring about it because they just wanted to clean it up. And we told them, you don't need to clean it up. You don't have to have a permit to do that. You know? But that's all I know. I haven't heard anything in a long time. Jamie's close to Lane. You might be the best person to ask.
The other thing was, I was in a meeting the other day, and one of the fire chiefs told me that his truck's abandoned because of the bad road conditions in their city. And he says they can't ever get anything done on their roads until they're just untraveled. I told him, I said, man, we got the best city in the world as far as roads, because we just change roads out on a regular basis to make sure they stay good. That guy almost had a heart attack right there.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that was started during Rod Frazier's time. Cheryl Rhodes and them, they started that a long time ago, I remember. And going through different phases, like tried this fabric and, you know, different things. But it's, to me, that's a smart way to do business. Just me. Anybody else?
I don't want to hit on this flag thing again. You know, I think if it's one, we need to sell it. We don't have room in that box. You just keep their names displayed somewhere in this town hall.
And
when we get a large amount, we can build something very nice, because this one really almost needs to be redone.
It does. It's not in the good shape.
If we got one man wants to buy a flag,
I'm gonna look at it. I'm gonna get with Wayne tomorrow. We're gonna do something. Yes, sir, Mr. Lawrence.
Why not put a box up there?
Huh?
That's capable of putting 150 or 200 names up there, and then put the names as people subscribe to it.
That's a good idea, too. We might do that. I'm going to check with, I think Don Niesler was very, very involved in that. He probably knows who made the boxes. What was that guy?
Persinger.
Mr. Persinger was very, very involved. Okay, we'll get into that. We'll look at the public. Yeah, I think we'd have a lot of people to have more than that. Anybody else from Marshall Personal Privilege? Yes, sir.
One good question.
Well, your questions are good.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Okay. How about the trash? When can we expect them to pick up trash? We got a whole tree cut on side.
Starting today? Starting the second Monday of every month. Starting on the second Monday of every month.
Okay, I reported it to the town. Wayne went and looked at it and everything else. So that should be taken.
Yeah.
I don't have to do anything else.
No, you don't have to do anything else. If you get to next Monday and it's not done, then you call Wayne again. Because they don't even, you see the way it rotates is they don't start picking up until the second Monday of the month. This is as late as it can possibly be. I think the 13th is as late as you can get. So this is a late month. But yeah, they ought to.
After the 4 days.
Yeah, late. But can you have
them? Somebody picked up some of the trash.
Somebody? Yeah, what they usually do is, if they have a truck available that they can go by and hand pick stuff up, they get a hint where they only bring the grabber. The grabber is the one that's they try to cut down, because it's the one most overused piece of equipment they have. So they try to, if you got a little pile of branches this big, somebody will come around and pick them up by hand and throw them in the back of a truck that comes around.
They'll need the grabber.
Yeah, the grabber is needed for quite a few. And they were telling me their busiest season is in pre-hurricane season. That's when they really, really get sucked. It's this time of year. They track the tonnage of all that, you know. And Sharon Mann was telling us this is the time of year where they really get you really get a lot of business because they have a lot of people doing that here. That was a good question.
Thank you.
Was I rude to you?
No.
All right, announcements. The town hall will be closed July 4th for Independence Day. Committee meetings will be on Monday the 4th of, no, it was on the Tuesday the 5th of July, not Monday the 4th. So it's been moved back one day. And I want to remind everybody, I found in my phone that the 22nd at 5:30 is when Pee Wee's having his open discussion at the parish offices on the redistribution, if we do that, of the sales tax for the fire district. So that'd be the 22nd at 5:30. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Move, Mr. Andre, second. Mr. Dolan, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those nay, the ayes have it.
7:30.